Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, the toilet paper world record plus Gardner Minshew again and Donnie Baker. It's all right after this.
Hi, it's me. Rock and roll icon Chuck Berry. Everybody knows that me and my music are as American as hot dogs and apple pie. I love apple pie. And well, nobody loves hot dog more than me. Mmm, especially with lots of mustard. But not that nasty, cheap stadium mustard. No way. Chuck Berry likes that fancy-smelling French mustard. You know, that gray poupon mustard. So, when Bob and Tom Fragrances asked me to come up with a Chuck Berry rock and roll tribute perfume for the ladies, I created a scent that reminded me of my favorite thing.
Uh-huh.
I call it Poupon Chuck Berry.
Poupon Chuck Berry from Bob and Tom Fragrances, the same people who brought you Chanel No. 2. It comes from down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, and there's nothing like it.
Poupon Chuck Berry. Ladies, you're going to love it.
Oh, yeah.
I know I sure do.
Look for Poupon Chuck Berry in the bright yellow plastic squeeze bottle and squirt some all over your lady today.
Mmm, yeah, that's the stuff.
Chuck, will you give me a kiss?
Oh, I can't kiss you, baby. Oh. You smell like mustard. Now go wash yourself off.
Oh.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Stupid world record.
It's a great world record.
A high school robotics team in Michigan has attempted...
Nerds.
The only state in the United States, Michigan, Tom recognizes, has attempted to break the Guinness World Record for tallest toilet paper pyramid.
Come here, Josh. Look at this.
I don't want to.
It's a pyramid made out of paper. Wow, isn't that something?
That's a pyramid made out of toilet paper.
It's a gigantic pyramid.
Are they toilet paper rolls?
Yes.
No, Christy. It's used. They had the
okay, in my defense,
the 3 years collect.
Yeah,
you could pull it off the roll and fold it or, stack it that way.
That'd be something.
Yeah.
So all they did, they didn't have to take it out of the package, probably, in some cases.
Set them up.
It looks like they took them out of the packages.
Anyone could do this. You just need the time.
Yeah,
that's all.
Exactly.
That's all you need.
When did, by the way, the larger question about toilet paper, when did this marketing take over where this roll is equal to 4 rolls? When did that?
Well, pretty
soon, you buy 8 rolls and then you actually have 18 rolls.
But the toilet paper holders aren't big enough so that when you put
them on, you're right.
It rubs against the wall. It's also
embarrassing for your guests when they walk in and... You've got the foot and a half radius toilet paper. Yeah, it's good for a whole week.
And don't they have
We got the foot wide toilet paper. Huh? In case you need another one, it's under the desk.
Whatever he's doing over there, he's having a ball.
I like the new character.
If only we could hear the show that he hears.
Yeah.
That would be really...
This thing is, what is it? How tall is this thing? Can you judge from the picture?
Blitzkrieg 3770 robotics team from Bullet Creek High School erected the pyramid in the school's atrium out of over 27,000 rolls of toilet paper.
Neat.
Senior Maxton Hurst said,
We have an official height of 16 feet, 3 inches, and 5/8 of an inch.
It would be a blast to take a dirt bike and drive it into that thing.
It
would.
That's 2 feet over what the current world record is.
And it's in some kind of atrium at their high school. It's so cool.
Oh, it's very cool. And one day I hope to see a vagina.
It's vagina.
He said the structure took 16 hours. Have a vagina,
have a vagina.
Have a vagina, not from...
Hey! It took 16 hours to build. He said that once they deconstruct the pyramid, the rolls will be sold off to raise funds for the robotics team.
Is it really a pyramid or is it more of a teepee? Tom, don't...
That's not bad at all.
That is. That joke would be so funny in writing. Maybe in Humor in Uniform and Reader's Digest. Oh. Very clever.
That was.
It's more of a musingly than a joke.
Uniform.
Don't let him scoff you. That was great.
Oh, don't worry. He'll have seven way worse jokes.
Oh, my God. He's already.
If these kids had any brains.
They volunteered.
If they
get it?
If they'd used the two-ply, it would have been twice as high. That's all I'm saying.
Well, what do you want from them? It was a fly-by-night operation.
Ah, there we go.
Thanks, Godwin.
I liked it.
I'm out.
I think it's a fun record. Good for them. And I guess they're going to sell off the toilet paper?
Yes.
To raise money?
Proceeds for the team.
That's nice.
Yeah.
There we go. Would you buy unwrapped toilet paper from a high school student?
No!
They come to your house, and it's like on a big broomstick. You can take off a couple.
I think we talked about this before, but have you ever stolen toilet paper?
God, no. Why would you
stolen
do that?
Yeah, I've had
work?
To take a roll from
where you worked. Yeah.
You can always tell who's stolen it from work, too. It's like, oh, you got the half-ply.
Yeah, the stuff if they steal it from work here, you can tell by the poop under their fingernails.
Oh,
there's the hotline.
Hello, Bob and Tom show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie, how are you?
Man, you're talking about all that toilet paper. Well, to you, it's just common textile of toilet paper. But did you know if you go to Juvie or County Lockup, the toughest one in that cell, that becomes a pillow. And it's sometimes they'll fight over it. Whoever's the toughest, they get that roll of toilet paper, put it under their temples, not off for a few hours.
Oh,
so they post bail, then it's like, you know, you're scrambling for the toilet paper. I swear to God, that could be worth a fortune if they put it near, like, penitentiary or something.
Good idea.
I don't know they're going to build it.
Make some
well, I heard you guys yesterday talking about something that puzzled me. All these different Chinese New Year's. And that Zodiac calendar thing?
Oh, yeah, the Chinese Zodiac, sure. That you got, like, the year of...
Year of the rat coming up, yeah.
Yeah, you said the year of rat. And, Chick, you said Tom was born in year of the dick. Did I hear that right?
Year of the rooster, I believe, Donnie.
Yeah, same difference. I was obviously born year of the wolf.
Donnie, isn't a year. There's, like, the year of the pig, the dog, the cock, the monkey, the goat. There's no year of the wolf.
Oh, so I got it wrong. Is that what you're saying, Tom?
Yes, I am.
You're probably born in the year of the ass. I swear to God. I'll say it like this. Why are we listening to Chinese tell us what year it is anyways? Because I don't trust them. Like, here's a true fact I heard on Alex Jones, so you know it ain't fake news.
Oh, God.
First off, everyone who knows the Chinese steal our business ideals and all our invent. They take our technology and they reverse it and render the quantum stuff like some Kung Fu MacGyvers. I swear to God. And then they build the same thing, only better at half the cost. But that's basically the same as stealing. It's like my mom Phyllis using her shake weight as a vibrator. The Chinese should be buying wholesale from us in the first place. But China does it with everything of ours, from spark plugs and Nikes to go-gurts and even dildos, Christy. I swear to God.
Really?
They can't be trusted. Like last week, I had some Chinese delivery. I was pretty sure it tastes like the year of the dog. You know?
Don't think that.
Sure, the receipt said Kung Pao chicken, but if that's the case, then tell me why I had to flea bomb my basement and then go get on heartworm meds for 2 weeks. Explain that to me, you know? When it's time to listen, I'm all ears like Glenn Beck. But when it's my turn to talk, I'll go G. Gordon Liddy's on your ass. I swear to God.
Good to know.
And by the way, it's 2020 now, and I ain't holding back no more of my Yelp reviews neither.
You're doing Yelp reviews?
Sometimes. So companies better watch out.
Oh, boy.
For all you know, I could be one of them food bloggers who take pictures of every meal and trash your business unless you give me a refund or appetizers. And then if you try to charge me, I'll be like, oh, I ain't surprised it's the year of the rat considering I've seen three of them in my Cobb salad at Jerry's Taco World.
You've never ordered a Cobb salad.
Josh, I got that on tape deck. God. You're lucky Patty Ferguson just texted me.
Oh,
she says it's a year of the cock at her place.
Right.
Tiki, do you love me? Are you riding? I'm going to go.
Yeah, there's no year of the wolf.
No.
No.
There's, what is it, the year of the dog? I got to look at
horse
again. Okay. But is the what? This
I'm
is,
a rat. What are you, Chick?
I'm a cock.
What are you?
Horse.
What are you, Tom?
I think Tom's a cock.
I have.
I think we're both cock.
I have no idea. I'd have to look it up, but I'm not really that into the Chinese zodiac or the American zodiac.
Of course, Godwin lies about what year
he does. Yeah, we never know.
Yeah,
I could be a cock.
Yeah, it could be a cock. Could be a horse. You don't know.
Could be a rat. You don't know.
You're not a rat.
I keep him guessing.
Not a rat.
Okay, there's here. Wait a minute. Here we go. It's this is the year of the rat. There's the year of the buffalo or ox.
The year of the
year of the tiger, the rabbit, the dragon.
Year of the tiger.
That's always a dragon. Yeah.
Year of the snake. Oh, I'm the year of the snake. There we go.
You are?
Yep.
Oh,
you're a snake.
Year of the horse. The year.
He's
the...
a snake. When we disagree.
The year
he's
of
a gold
this is the year
snake.
Of the monkey.
Is that Paul Abdul?
Yep. Yes.
Oh, man.
Jethro Tull, I was doing.
Paul Abdul, sorry.
Don't be.
Straight up, man. That's a great song.
The year of the cock, the year of the dog, the year of the pig. Those are the.
You know what else is a great song?
Play it all, baby. Charlie Daniel.
It's the Uneasy Rider Day.
Now let's do a play. Totally blind.
Yep.
He's not blind, you idiot.
I was taking a trip out to L.A.
Along what are you driving?
Chevrolet. Smoking on a number and digging on the radio.
Smoking dope.
Yep.
Just as I crossed the Mississippi line, I heard that highway
start to whine, and I knew that left rear tire was about to go.
Well, the spare was flat.
Can you,
tight
you scat to this, Josh?
Station in sight, so I just...
Rip-guard is our brindle to D-Bernardo.
He's singing lyrics at this point.
Oh,
sorry, Mr. Daniels.
Hey, got a pen?
Yeah,
I've got many of them.
Write this down.
All right.
Hang on.
T.
Just a second. I.
T.
Yes.
T-I-T.
T-A-G-O.
Yeah.
V.
Yeah.
A.
You still talking?
I-L-O-A.
Tagovailoa.
Tua is what we call him. Formerly quarterback of the Alabama Crimson Tide. He had got his hip hurt, dislocated.
Tagovailoa.
Yeah, he has declared. I declare for the
my hip was
for the NFL draft.
Tagovailoa.
He's on crutches still, isn't he?
Yes, he still is on crutches. Well, one crutch, but his whole family's moved to. Alabama.
The old country?
Oh, Alabama.
Where is he from?
Hawaii.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a Samoan.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Get your money while you can. Mm-hmm. Get healed up and don't get hurt in college.
I guess the healing of that area. He has the same injury that Bo Jackson had when his hip was dislocated.
Ooh.
Hip dysplasia?
That's on
yes,
a dog.
He's a golden retriever. That's what happened there. Does that conclude sports?
Yeah, that's
I think
sports.
The dog reference.
Wherever you go.
Hello. Gardner Minshew here. After a long rookie year, I've decided to take a step back, recenter myself the only way I know how. Hopping in my brand new RV and touring this great
Listen
country.
Listen how happy he
so
is.
If you're anywhere between Jacksonville and L.A., I want to hear from you. Places to see. Anything for free,
and
food to eat, people to meet. Yeah. Hopefully I see y'all out there on the road. But until then, keep it rolling.
And keep your reaching for the stars and your feet on the ground.
Sounds like a fun guy. Go, you be you, Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
Look forward to meeting.
Come visit us, Gardner.
We'll think we'll try to get him on the phone, see how the trip's going pretty soon.
Why don't you want him in here?
Yeah.
I'd love to get him in here. I just think if you took a look at a map... You may find it.
You don't know.
You don't.
No, it would be a ridiculous.
I don't think you can get anywhere unless you take 70 all across the country. I don't think you can. He's going to have to come up here.
That 80. Lower route is.
You could take a lower route to Canada.
Let's be honest. He's going to New Orleans and he's going to be there for 2 months and then he's going. He's going to L.A.
He's got his bros. He's got his bros with him.
Yes.
Yeah, he's going to have to take a plane to L.A.
And we got a gross condoms.
You have to think positive. Yeah.
Refrigerator.
That's a good move, though. Okay. What a fun.
Oh yeah,
move. Yeah.
Now, I'm sorry. I got to get the sports theme in here. Sorry, we have to conclude.
Since when is today? Why is it so important? We never.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport, Christy.
We have more toilet paper in the news. Charmin unveiled a robot that delivers toilet paper rolls during the annual CES show in Las Vegas.
Love it.
Photos show the 6-inch tall robot on wheels, branded with a bear face and a toilet paper roll resting on top.
Oh, the Charmin bear.
Yes. Procter & Gamble, the company that owns Charmin, said the robot will not be for sale. Mark Pritchard, who oversees Procter & Gamble brand, said, quote, car companies have concept cars, but P&G has concept bathrooms.
Huh.
According to CNET, the company said the so-called roll bot is self-balancing, and it connects with a user's smartphone to deliver a new toilet paper roll. So if you're ever sitting there and you're like, oh, no.
If you don't have any kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Willie.
Yeah, bring me the
get
roll.
In here.
You do that to your poor kids?
No. But how big is your bathroom that you have to have a robot come over with a...
What's your policy?
My what are you doing?
Any open door at your house?
No. But I also, I look...
No!
Look before I leap.
Oh, before you say
oh, no. I see.
Yeah. But every once in a while, things happen very quickly, and you end up having to do that dance where you've got your pants around your ankles.
Nope, I don't know about that dance. I'm an adult.
Well,
oh, come on. You've never done that?
Happening? No.
And if you're looking at a toilet paper roll and you notice that there's just a little bit left, be considerate. Take it off. Put a new one on.
Yeah. Hmm. Ever gamble with it? Going, yeah, there's enough.
Yeah. then you have to grab a wash rag.
And then 4 hours later, things are a little itchy.
I never liked this curtain on the bathtub.
Oh.
Over the top or under, off the bottom? Over the top or off the bottom?
It's supposed to be bottom.
Bottom.
I think, legally.
No, it's over the top.
Is it over the top?
Yes, unless you have a weird cat, you got to have it over the top. Nobody has it coming out from underneath.
You're right. Mine's over the top.
Yeah, I think mine
I was...
No, you were thinking the wipe style?
Yes,
I was thinking anatomy.
I was thinking wipe styles of the rich and famous.
What? Wait a minute. What does wiping over the top mean?
That's what I was... It's supposed to be the bottom up. So what was the name of the robot again? This is delivers the toilet paper?
Rollbot. R-O-L-L-B-O-T.
The Charmin Rollbot.
No, yeah. Not good.
No, it's not.
I should have gone with, let me think this through. We should have been C3 Poop P.O.
Oh,
or
Skidmark. That's a good name for a toilet paper delivering robot.
Robo-plop.
R2-D-Doo.
There you go.
How about R2-D-Doo? Much funnier.
R2-Doo-Doo?
R2-Doo-Doo.
R2-Doo-Doo.
Much funnier.
R2-Doo-Doo kind of works.
Yeah, it does work.
Wow.
What about Jar Jar Stinks?
Oh, I love that.
Not a robot, though. Not a robot.
Oh,
you saw it?
Oh, that's right. Robotic performance, but not a robot.
Yeah, but, underrated character, politically correct.
Here we go again.
People have trashed it when, in fact, it was quite witty.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.